WPFW. Texting WPFWFM to 801-801 will help to protect this medium in the Black radical tradition so that we can continue to chronicle Black hope, sorrow, and resistance.
Black is you. Black is me. Black is us. Black is me. Black is me.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people. Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Tell them how you feel.
You gotta talk good morning, to Chip.
People. Good morning. Happy Valentine's.
Oh, where are my chocolates?
No, I just had those little paper, you know, the small little Valentine's cards that you would you get in the store for 24 for a pack when you were in elementary school. You could give everybody one.
The little candy hearts, you know.
Little candy hearts.
Yeah, I used to like those, man. Hey, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Community Watching Crime and Friday edition. I'm Ryan Pinchback, sitting here along with Chip Jones.
Hello, hello.
And most importantly, you. Once again, this program is provides you an opportunity to comment on the issues, concerns, hopes, and dreams of the day. And as we know, as we follow the news, there seems to be something going on. Ed Day, you know? And not necessarily good stuff. So this morning we're going to open our phone lines, give you a chance to express yourself about whatever issue concerns you. There's plenty to talk about. I also want to remind you that we're in the middle of our pledge drive, winter pledge drive.
That's right.
And we want you to be generous, you know?
Yes.
Please be generous. You know, we want to thank those that
made participants.
That's the show. That's right. Be a participant. Be a contributor. And right now, we need you more than ever. Mm-hmm. Just like you need us more than ever, we need you now more than ever. So, you know, go to the phones and make that pledge of support. Calling 202-588-9739. Once again, that's 202-588-9739. That's the pledge line. You can also go on Cash App and make a generous contribution. And all funds go to
$WPFWFM.
There we go. Thank you, Chip. Mm-hmm. And once again, it's very, very important that we support this institution. Right now, media, progressive media is under attack. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all media seems to be under attack.
All right.
With the new administration, the new old.
Anyone telling the truth?
Anyone telling the truth? Okay. So, once again, the number to call to make a pledge is 202 588 9739. We'd like to hear from you this morning. Basic membership is only $25. And you can become a member of this family. They're called WPFW. That's been here since 1977.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. Man. And once again, we're only here because you have allowed us to be here.
Right.
Okay. Your support.
Keep us here till 2077.
Look, keep us here. keep us here. You know, for the foreseeable future.
Right.
For the foreseeable future, because once again, we got projects that we're doing. We're relocating. You know, in a year or so. So we're gonna, you know, need, you know, funds and support for that. We also, once again, you know, upgrading equipment and things like that in preparation for that move. Right now we're in a temporary location, and then we will be out of there into a permanent location within the year, hopefully, if all goes well. If, once again, you can make a contribution to the WPFW Relocation Fund, if you choose to do that, just to say, hey, I want to help keep this station moving, keep the station growing, you know, keep it growing, okay, so that it'll be here for you. All right, Chip, there's been so much stuff in the news, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was, you know, everything from Mayor Bowser endorsing a plan from the Trump administration to, you know, to walk back home rule.
Right.
That's a shocker.
Yeah. People running for cover and making bad decisions. I mean, I think.
I never thought that, you know, a mayor of D.C. would ever
capitulate like that.
Yep, capitulate like that. Now, she and Trump seem to be getting along. Maybe that's the basis of this this romance or whatever. But it's so that's it, I know a whole bunch of home rule activists that are very upset about that. And that's one issue that you can give us a call about. You know, how do you feel about that? But that decision by Mayor Bowser to work toward eliminating home rule. Wow. And we got plenty more to talk about also. The layoffs, you know, the federal government is still trying to lay off people. The Trump administration is still trying to lay off people.
Mm-hmm.
The courts are intervening, fortunately for those workers, because, right, you know, they're cutting these people off without a dime. You know, and it ain't funny.
And one of the glaring examples of the Trump administration trying to roll things back in time is Pete Hegseth renamed Fort Liberty back to Fort Bragg, which he says it's Bragg, not the Confederate General Bragg, but this PFC veteran who fought in World War II. It's named after him, and it made me think, you know, I think that federal property, you know, like bases and like that, you should have the same rule like internet passwords. You know how you can't use the same password over again, you know, so
right.
So he could only name it Fort Bragg $ or something like that. You know, he can't just call it Fort Bragg. I mean, but it's crazy, and it shows you to what lengths they'll go. Oh no, this is not named after the Confederate general. This is named after this other guy.
Oh yeah, that was his pet turtle, you know.
It's like no.
Yeah. Well, you know, the name change that the president wants for the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
He has literally banned Associated Press from attending this press conferences.
Mm-hmm.
Because they won't say, you know,
Gulf of America.
Right. I mean, great Scott, man. And it's like, you know, in New York, you know, you got seasoned you know, prosecutors, you know, resigning. What were the mayor issues up there? Mm-hmm. And once again, the administration's involvement. You know, they want to eliminate the case. They want New York to drop the case. And these prosecutors are saying no.
No, right? Well, I noticed all the artists are walking away from the Kennedy Center. You know, now that Trump has made himself the head of the Kennedy Center board. You know, so
I mean, eliminated 18 people were eliminated in that move just so he could be in charge.
Right.
In charge of what? You know, I mean. Yeah. Of course, Leon Musk.
I think the new Kennedy Center is releasing a new schedule, and it's a month of Kid Rock. I think is what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. And he's mad because people are not.
They're booing him.
Yeah. How about that? Trump was booed at the Super Bowl. I mean, one guy was out there just calling him a traitor. I mean, man, it was ugly. It was so ugly, he left early.
That's right.
And when you leaving early from a party, right, something wrong.
Especially one where you pay $15 million to be there, right?
Well, we know better than that. All right, 202.
Oh, that's right. Where the taxpayers paid $15 million.
Exactly. Exactly. 202-588-0893. That's the number to call to share your thoughts on any one of these issues. So give us a call, share your thoughts, and take advantage of this free speech while we have it.
I think we have a caller, right?
Yeah, because those that are trying to take it away. All right, let's get to these phones. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW with Ron Finchback and Chip Jones.
Hello, caller.
Can you hear me?
Hey, Rick.
Okay, this is Rick. I want to take issue with something the real Frank Smith, former council member and driving force behind the Civil War Memorial and Museum there in D.C. I want to take issue with something he said on Roach Brown's Crossroads show. He said that the streets being called unsafe is Republican code for locking up blacks. And I just want to say I disagree with that. Terrorism in black streets in urban America is real, is very real. And jihadist terror attacks are coming from overseas. They're coming before Jesus comes back. It ain't just white people in America who are afraid of walking East Coast city streets, but it's a lot of black folks as well. So you can laugh and joke all you want, Frank Smith. You can laugh and joke all you want, Chip, but terrorism is real. And whether it's
Rick, violent crimes in D.C. are at a 30-year low. So when Trump and them talk about this Bowser Act to make the streets safe, it hasn't been this safe in 30 years. That is a smokescreen.
They put their guns down for a minute, and then somebody else gets shot.
Not a minute, 30 years. This has been a slide since the end of the pandemic. This isn't a blip. This has been a downward cycle. And the Republicans have been touting crime for forever. I mean, even when Trump ran the first time in 2016, he talked about crime, and crime was still on a down. We have been on a downward slide in violent crime since the 90s. You know, we had an uptick during the pandemic, but crime has been falling. So it's a dog whistle. It's not truth. And the problem is people believe it. Like, you're here talking about, crime. And it's
people believe it because, they have experienced it.
Right.
Okay. And but at the same time, it's a situation where the citizens of the district, this crime, to get rid of home rule bill, the Bowser bill, as they're calling it, you know, will increase, you know, penalties for crimes. It's not going to necessarily stop the crime, but it's just somewhat being more punitive, you know, being more punitive, locking more people up. And you know how that process goes. You know, who's going to get locked up?
Right.
You know, so those are some of the issues.
And it's also about how you slice it. You know, I mean,
let's go to some more calls because, you know.
But this is very important. I'm going to say this. They went and did this crime bill against immigration based on this girl that was killed by an immigrant, right? So yes. So it's like, and they passed that bill in less than a year. But this country took 86 years to make lynching illegal. So it's all in what you care about, you know?
Right. And so that's, you know, that's the rub, you know, that's the rub. Okay. That's the rub. It's all depends on what you care about.
It's not about truth.
These folks are not about protecting citizens. You know, they're about perpetuating myths. All right, 202-580-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
I think you need to start characterizing what's happening correctly to prepare people mentally and emotionally for what they're going to do. The Republican Party and these white nationalists are engaged in an active warfare against the American people. They do not want a constitution America where people have rights because they see themselves as a minority and a growing minority, other non-white people and non-Christian white people becoming majority. And they are hell-bent to prevent their power from being diluted from their historical past. So what Black people need to do is, and they are already doing it because I see it online, we need to form militias, and we need to be prepared to go offensively against these people. This country was never good for Black people, and it's only been inching towards some resemblance of actual justice and fairness and equity. So the D.C. Council and all the other people, what will happen? This country can never go back to what it was before Trump. That is destroyed. What we have to do is decide what this country will be presently and after Trump. And this is where Black people have got to start being aggressive and stop being submissive. So this will only end through military action. They will not abide by the court rulings, and you cannot pray yourself, march yourself, protest yourself, boycott yourself out of what's going to come. The government will shut down at the end of March. They are not going to pass a continuing resolution. They are hell-bent on not passing a continual resolution. And that means there's going to be outward chaos. And that means that people have to be able to physically defend themselves. And ultimately, we need to drive all these white nationalists and all these anti-constitutionalists out of this country, because either we're going to live in peace or we're going to die in chaos. And those are the only two choices under conditions of war. And you have to start with what this is.
Okay.
They have engaged in warfare against the whole idea of a constitutional America.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. 202-580-8893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to just kind of revisit a position last week. When there was a comparison between the Trump in your face, we're going to ethnically cleanse Gaza, with the behind the scenes proposal of Biden. And the statement was made that they're not the same. Now, in terms of style, you know, tactical, maybe they're not. But Chip, in particular, you took the position that they're different. So my question is, can you cite whenever Palestinian people in any meaningful numbers have been allowed to return once displaced? Because that's the outcomes. And if the outcomes aren't any different, please explain your position on that.
Well, I mean, in the Biden plan, they were temporarily moved, and they couldn't stay because Egypt wouldn't do it unless they could return. And then Egypt actually, because they wanted a corridor to let them exit out of Egypt and to bring them back. But Egypt said, well, if they come to us, yeah, we can get them back. But while they're here, we're going to be a target for Israel. That's why that broke down.
But again, you know, when have they ever been able to return? And what would be the basis for believing that they will be able to return this time?
Well, I mean, the Biden plan was different than the Trump plan because it wasn't America taking possession of Palestine. I mean, that's the question. And Trump came forward and cleared that up when his people were saying stuff like, oh, it's going to be temporary. He's like, no, it's going to be U.S. property. And any Palestinians that leave will not be able to come back.
But my question is,
we got other callers waiting. So you've made your point. Chip, you've made your point. We're going to move on to another caller. Okay. 202-588-0893. Give us a call. Share your thoughts on Community Watch and comment. And don't forget what happened in New Orleans. Don't forget about Naomi Klein shock doctrine. Mm. Okay. When you know, territories are, you know, intentionally destroyed so that those, look, it's the playbook for Gaza, the mm-hmm. current playbook for Gaza. Let's destroy it. Then we can own it. Okay. Then we can turn it into 5-star luxury hotels and places where people with money can go, you know? So, and that happened right here in this country. With New Orleans, you know, the would not allow those folks to return. So let's get back to the phones, 202-588-0893. And folks, please don't forget to make a pledge during our drive. The number to call to make a pledge is 202-588-9739. That's 1-800-222-9739. Give our operators a call and make a pledge to WPFW and Community Watch and comment.
You can also donate on our website, wpfwfm.org, and hit the bright red donate button.
I call you on the air.
Yes, hi. My comment is the same as the previous. Can you hear me?
Yeah. We're getting something in the background.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I was hearing it too, but it's the same as if I wanted to revisit this too, because this stuff doesn't make any sense.
I just want to say this, folks. Make your point, okay? But we're not debating, okay? We're not debating.
This is the show to express your opinion,
and please be welcome to do so. Okay.
And I can comment. I can express my opinion on Chip's and other guests, but that's what I'm doing. If I can be allowed to do that, because you cut the last call off last week when they were trying to make a point, and he had to call back. He had to call back. But my hope, basically spewing this thing, there's a difference because one is temporary and one is, and the United States isn't taking over. The United States controls Israel. The people in New Orleans weren't allowed to come back, and the Palestinians wouldn't be allowed to come back either. And then you talk about Fort Bragg and that the name is still the same, even though it was a difference in, you know, who they say a rose is still a rose. You know, no matter what you name it. So, you know, this whole, I don't want to know how gullible somebody is that's going to believe that, you know, just because it was named temporary, that, you know, it wasn't going to result in the same thing. That's a bamboozle.
All right. Thank you for pressing your call. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Good morning, fellas. I'm calling in to comment about Mayor Bowser. Her actions since the election in November have been shameful. She went down to Mar-a-Lago right afterwards to kiss the ring. That's what people say, kiss the ring. I could think of other things, but to Mar-a-Lago to kiss the ring of Trump. This is after his first stint in office. She had Black Lives Matter Plaza, and it was opposition, which a lot of Washingtonians were proud of. Now it seems like she's capitulated. I don't know if it's politically or fear. It's hard to say, but what she's not representing D.C. and definitely not Black D.C. with actions like this. It's just hard for me to believe that a mayor, I'm a Washingtonian born and raised, a mayor of D.C. has given in to white supremacy the way she has. And during 2020, when Trump supporters came to the city and just marauded through, burning stuff in front of churches and all, her response was stay home. When a lot of people peacefully were chomping at the bit to come down to confront these people. But hers was stay home, be meek and mild. D.C. is not meek and mild. So, again, my comment is it's what this mayor's doing is shameful. Thank you, fellas.
All right, thank you. 202-588-0893, community watching comment. This morning we got open phone lines, talk about the issues that you would like to talk about. And there are plenty to talk about. We have a lot of federal workers here in this area. A lot of them in panic mode because they don't know whether they're gonna have jobs. We've got situations where the military is being used, and some would argue illegally, to round up, migrants, to round up immigrants. It's very, very, it's very, very telling. When you think about it, you're rounding up people with troops. Okay. So, and that's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. What are we, 2 months into this administration shit?
Yeah, it seems longer, doesn't it? It seems much longer.
2 months, All right, let's get back to the phones. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Is this me? Whose turn is it?
That's you.
That's you, sir. Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Okay, this is Rick W. from D.C., and thank you, gentlemen, for having this forum. My opinion today is about the federal workforce. Unfortunately, I got a call from my daughter last night that told me that she was let go as a probationary employee with the VA and with no calls. So my suggestion to anybody that has family or friends or concerned about this issue with the wrongful termination of federal employees is to tell them to go to federal court and the local jurisdictional courts for their jurisdiction and file a lawsuit against their administration, their agency and administration. For me, I'm going to remember my ancestors that I can trace back to slavery and remember that those ancestors wanted something better for me and our generation and our children and offspring. And I'm going to keep fighting against the wrongful negativity that's coming out of this administration. And that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to suggest that we don't pick up arms and get ourselves killed. I was a service member from the Vietnam era, and now is not the time to be stupid. We have to be smart and work together. Thanks for your platform.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, Chip, I think when you think about all of these people that are going to be losing their jobs.
Right.
I mean, think about that, folks. You know, you're a young person or a middle-aged person, whatever. And you want, you know, you got this nice job and it's got benefits and you're working it and making progress, financial progress. And now they're going to snatch all that away. And the jobs that are going to be out there for folks that are losing these, you know, these good jobs.
Right.
You know, are just not there. You know, what are they going to do? Go out there, they're going to go pick the vegetables?
Yeah. I mean, unemployment's going to skyrocket. I mean,
it's going to skyrocket.
And the impact on the economy is going to be horrendous.
Okay. Well, look, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with more of your calls. So get lined up, folks.
Pledge line is still open. Website is still open.
So give us a call. Make that pledge, 202-588-9739. You know, make your dollars count. This is WPFW, non-commercial radio, Jazz and Justice Radio here in the nation's capital. We need you to make those contributions so that we can keep these, so we can keep moving forward, giving you this opportunity, all right? Okay, Mike, you want to take a break, and we're going to come right back.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, asking you to support WPFW. We ask you, please, to go to the website and make a pledge, maybe $47 or $470 if you can, or $47 a month, to WPFW.org. Hey, if you want to get dinner and a show in New York, if you want to bring a guest with you, maybe your partner or a daughter or son, a friend you want to meet up with in New York, watch the broadcast of Democracy Now! Live, 8 in the morning, sit on the set as we broadcast on over 1,000 stations, and then I get to personally host you for a meal, and we will toast WPFW, and it is an amazing time. We call it dinner and a show, you and your special guest. That's a $2,000 tax-deductible charitable contribution that goes directly to WPFW. Go online at WPFW.org. And by the way, you don't have to know when you can come to New York, where Democracy Now! Is based. Just make that call or go online at WPFW.org, make the pledge, and then we'll get in touch with you and work out the details. Maybe you're coming to New York soon or it won't be for a year. This doesn't expire because we don't want WPFW to expire. Again, go to WPFW.org. And thank you so much.
The 2025 Mid-Atlantic Jazz Festival is back, February 14th through the 16th at the Bethesda Marriott, celebrating the theme, Playing the Changes. It features Sharon Clark, Tia Fuller, Oren Evans, Paul Carr, Chelsea Green, Christy Dashiell, Carmen Bradford, Vincent Herring, and more. Performances, jam sessions, and masterclasses all under one roof. Info at midatlanticjazzfestival.org. WPFW, Building a Better World. One broadcast at a time.
All right. Doing our Jazz and Justice thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hey, no other stations like it. No other station in the world is like WPFW. So, folks, please be generous and make that pledge of support, okay, so that we can keep these airwaves open and available and moving forward for you guys, okay? Look, we've had some pretty interesting calls so far based on... you know, the news that we're receiving, you know, Ukraine, you know, and right now there's supposed to be a negotiation. Trump is negotiating with Putin,
right,
over Ukraine, but Ukraine has not been invited to the table.
Right.
Yeah.
Craziness, you know.
Craziness.
And the first blush of this is he's going to say that Putin should be able to keep the territory that he's taken in this war, you know, that it's...
And you know what? For you folks that don't know history, you know, that's exactly how World War II matriculated.
Mm-hmm.
Adolf wanted to, he had blitzkrieg, remember that word, that's going to be important to us, because that's what we're enduring right now, a blitzkrieg of changes that we can't keep up with, that the courts are barely able to keep up with. Citizens ain't got a shot of keeping up with it because it's just happening too fast and it's too complicated. But that was his issue. And Neville Chamberlain, the Prime Minister of Britain, you know, decided, well, he's going to go try to make peace with
appease him.
Yeah. But you can have these lands. Now, this sounds so familiar. This sounds, history is repeating itself right in our faces. And, you know, folks, gang, read up on that pre-World War II history.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the videos that they have on social media that shows some not well-thinking person who goes out and tries to feed a bear a half of his sandwich. And then the bear attacks him because he wants it all. So it's like they think, oh, I'll just give him, you know, a bite of this and he'll be okay. No.
Nah.
He's like, I'm taking that sandwich and I'm taking you, you know.
Yeah, you're about to say, I'm taking your hand, your arm, and all that's attached. All right, let's get back to the phones. 202-580-8893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
If you can give me just maybe 30 seconds with interruption, that's really all I may need. Number one, before Trump, there was, you know, death and, of course, bombing left and right, money being sent to Israel instead of the food to Palestinians. We have had a change now, at least give credit is due. Another thing is there's a gentleman who said that was not the question he was asking, and instead of he answering the question he had asked, you know, he was basically told, okay, some other callers, and a lady also when she started. So when we do not necessarily agree, at least, you know, let people talk and hear them. Because, again, we give credit to Trump for at least he's not sending money for weapons. He's at least stopped the war. Whether we agree to him or Biden, the war is not going on. Negotiations. And you know what? That's a big difference to those who love peace, period. In Gaza, it's more peaceful now under Trump, whether you like it or not, than in Biden. So let's give him some credit. Thank you so much. Keep up the good work.
Okay. Except that Trump just penned a deal to send, what, $5 billion in weapons to Israel? He hasn't gotten it there yet. It's not like he has stopped the pipeline of weapons to Israel.
202-580-8893. The number to call for community watch and comment. Thank you, sir, for your call. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Would that be me?
Yes, sir. It would be.
Wonderful. I think that WPFW is a wonderful station. It is a little breath of fresh air, even though the people on it are volunteers, and they have generally the mainstream point of view educated into them. I wish, therefore, we could speak to people like Putin without it being a cause celebre and on the media and whatnot. Why aren't we able to listen to him all the time? How come, or Palestinians? How come we don't hear interviews of Palestinians? They had, I heard your newscast one day, and I heard them talking about they invaded another land. They were being kept in a concentration camp on their own land. They defended themselves. There have been many more of them killed than the other. I don't hear about them, and that's why I used to have the mainstream point of view until I started listening online to Palestinians. I have been trying to read what Putin has said. I want to hear other points of view that are not ours and that are not mainstream. I don't want to hear newscasts on stations like PFW where they talk about things only from the mainstream point of view, or even if they don't realize they're talking only about it from the mainstream point of view. If you want to find out about what the people who are traumatized think about the United States taking over their land and the prospective minerals and the water and other stuff from the, or you might hear from them that they don't make a difference. Israel, the United States, England, Canada, all these colonial countries, they just see as one. They don't talk about just fighting Israel. They talk about fighting the colonial rule in the takeover of their land and their resources. And I like to hear their point of view. At some point, you know, try and get some programs on PFW that will give you things, other people's point of view, even though you are going to be attacked. Because if you criticize Zionists, you're criticizing Jews. But you still want to fight against that and have other points of view. You know, you may hear from Putin that they had a thing and the United States went against it. And the people there were being killed by these Nazis. And he was not going to take that. They lost $27 million is what he said. 27 million people. What did I say? Dollars? I've been influenced by the United States, too, only thinking about dollars. But the people in Russia are not going to let Nazis rule them. And they're not going to let Nazis, supported by the U.S. government, kill them. And I don't have the same point of view as you with this, but it's not my thing. It's just I think you would have a different point of view if you and America would have a different point of view. And they would stop spending all this money for military things that basically are going back into bribing us because, you know, Israel and these other people pay our legislators so that they can continue getting the money going to the only to the billionaires who rule us, not us ourselves. I hope that one of the great things about PFW is that people can talk and they can talk with each other. I hope that is continued. I hope it expands. That's all I can say.
Check out Voices of Vision on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on WPFW.
Just check out the entire grid. Check out the entire grid, okay? Because coming before this show, you know, on the ground, right. And we got a plethora of shows that that offer those alternative points of view. Right? That's why they're there. So check out our whole grid, sir. I trust me, you will find those voices, you know, on PFW. Okay, so just keep an open mind on that. Check out the grid, and like I said, you will find what you're looking for. All right, 202-588-0893. We're still looking for some pledges. That way, 202-588-9739. Keep your voices out there, folks. You know, this it takes money to run this station. You know, we don't run it on potato chips or anything. Right. It takes money.
And you listen to us. I mean, we know that. Yeah. That you come here, so help us keep it going. I mean, this is an excellent platform for a community. I mean, that's one of our hallmarks is that we help people get in touch with other people to organize, you know, to do the kinds of things that you seem to be talking about right now. You know that we do try to have that diverse voice. I mean,
that's our mission. In all caps, 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program.
Hello,
good morning, caller.
Oh, did we lose him?
Looks like we may have. Let's go to another caller. Good morning. You're on WPFW, Community Watching Comment.
I can't hear you. Can I hear you?
I can hear you.
Okay, you can hear me. I can hear you. Grand rising to your family. Grand rising. The discussion this morning that I've been hearing was coming from people who they're saying they are not being responded to respectfully. And I agree with them. The brother and the sister and the brother who just responded, he was speaking to that issue as well. And you guys say, listen to other shows and you will hear that point of view that is being asked for. That's true. There are some good, excellent reporting coming from PFW. That's why I'm a listener to PFW. But we listen to your show in hopes that you will get some depth into your analysis of the events that are being raised to you. You see, because your listeners, brother, I've been listening for a while. Your listeners are very astute, but you don't give them a response that is respectful. That brother who said, why do you justify, how can you justify what you said? As opposed to, he asked you to express your point of view, you did not do that. You disrespected his question intellectually. And the sister came in, asked you, don't do that, please. And you disrespected her intellectually.
I'm going to respond to this one, because this is not, this show is for you guys, okay? It's for you guys. It's for you to share the information that you come across, you know, in an open fashion. You know, we have limited time,
right?
You know, so our point of view is not what's important. It's what's important to you. We want you to share your point of view with the listeners out there, so that, because there are people that are going to agree with you, there are going to be people that are not going to agree with you. But we want to provide a conduit where people can communicate like that. So,
may I briefly respond when you finish?
Say what?
I was asking if I may briefly respond when you're finished.
Go ahead. Briefly, but we got other callers that we want to get to too. Okay.
And my response is this: the white man says on his media news shows and talk shows, blah blah blah, that they are objective. They don't have a, in essence, they don't have a dog in this fight. But that's a lie. We all have a dog in this fight, particularly black people, black men, because we are so oppressed and beat down. That's what this PFW is expressing in its totality. But you want to say that this is your show. But you see, when people we want to hear your views. Yes, your views. But see,
no, we want to hear your views.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the point.
You want to hear this, but see, something. But man,
look, you're complaining about not being able to give your views, and so that's what we do. You know, that's
no, brother. I'm not saying that.
People want to debate us, and
I do not want to debate you, brother. Please, that's not what I want to do. I just want to say this, please. It is that some people get on the air and say things that are not factual. And see, and you as a host, you know, when you are informed, you need to say, hold up, wait a minute. That is not factual.
Hold up, because when we've done that,
we get in trouble.
Exactly, because, you know, where you get your facts from? You know, and that's the reality. But facts are in the eye of the beholder, you know. So I'd rather give you this opportunity and this time to share your point of view. You know, then people can research whatever you say, you know, and move on accordingly. That's all. So, you know, just like I say, you know, you can't have it both ways now. You know, if you want us to give opinions, we'll be here all day. You know, but this show is called Community Watch and Comment for a reason. We want you to share your thoughts with the other listeners out there. As controversial as they may be, that's not our issue. That's not our concern. The concern is that you have that opportunity to express yourself, you know, on this radio station. Okay, so that's where we are, boss. And please feel free to call and express yourself. You know, by all means. All right. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Good morning. Is this me?
That's you.
Oh, okay. Great. Happy Friday, Ron and Chip. First of all, no issues with me with this format. I think y'all are doing a wonderful job. Of course, with communication, we're going to have breakdowns. I've had them with my best friends texting over 30 years, so it happened. So kudos to y'all for continuing what you do. Piggybacking on what Ron said earlier about this is nothing new. You know, by the way, this is Welton from Langdon Northeast. Just saying that, just remembering that the forefathers right now are clapping because this is everything that they wanted. So this is no surprise to me that the energy that's going on with the parties that are going on right now, Trump and all, because he's doing exactly what the forefathers wanted him to do. So it's no surprise. That's my comment. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. See you next
week. Thank you, my man. 202-588-0893. Don't forget that pledge line, 202-588-9739. Keeping your voice on the air. You know, it takes contributions. We don't do corporate sponsorships or anything. So keep that in mind, okay? 202-588-9739. That's the pledge line. Been here since 1977, okay? Wow. And look, and still going strong.
Mm-hmm.
And still ain't doing commercials, you know, thanks to you guys, okay? All right, now we got another caller. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Good Hello, morning. Caller. How you doing, sir? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yeah. You're on the air.
Okay. It's quite exciting time for this country because a lot of the lies are coming to light. And when you're talking about oppression and this type of thing, that's what this country always has done with black people.
All right. You done? Okay. All right. We lost that call. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure. I think you're going to have the last word. What's up?
Well, last time I called in, you told me a wonderful joke, so I'd like to repeat. I'd like to, you know, owe the favor to you. So here goes. What's the difference between Greenland and Donald Trump?
I don't know what.
The difference is Greenland's not for sale.
Oh,
that doesn't seem to matter.
Yeah. No, you know, I really appreciate you, gentlemen. And speaking earlier, you mentioned appeasement. My father was born in Prague, so he was a Czech refugee, as were his parents. And you're absolutely right. You know, unfortunately, the 47 felon is playing the role of Chamberlain. It's unacceptable. Right. You know, it is terrible what's happened to Palestinians, and there's almost no light between what Biden and now the felon in chief are doing. But there is difference in that. You know, we have to take a stand. There's happy Black History Month. There's way more than 365 right. people who fill the year with everything we must do. And we have to remember the Harriet Tubmans. We have to remember everybody in our ancestral right. cycle. You know, there's been right. some talk of race this morning. And I, as a white passing, have to say, of course, Black men have historically had the shortest end of the stick in American history, right? But we can't forget right. our Native
okay.
friends.
We have to move on.
We had to cut up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Thank you for your comments. Yeah. Thank you for your support.
Super, right. And he's right. Ultimately, there may be no difference between what Biden and Trump do, but the intent is different, you know? I bit my tongue with the callers earlier because, you know, 300,000 Palestinians returned to Gaza, you know, at the end of January. So it can be done. Whether or not it actually comes to fruition is different. But.
All right. Okay, well, that's going to do it for us today. Thank you, folks, for your calls. We'll be back with you next week with another edition of Community Watching Comment. Don't forget to make that pledge. 202-588-9739. Okay.
Or go to WPFWFM.org and hit that donate button, or our Cash App, $WPFWFM. We got many ways to give, but we need your help.
Definitely. Cowboy Fred's in the house. He's coming up next after the news. Good morning, everybody.
You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, asking you to support WPFW. We ask you, please, to go to the website and make a pledge, maybe $47 or $470 if you can, or $47 a month, to WPFW.org. Hey, if you want to get dinner and a show in New York, if you want to bring a guest with you, maybe your partner or a daughter or son, a friend you want to meet up with in New York, watch the broadcast of Democracy Now! Live, 8 in the morning, sit on the set as we broadcast on over 1,000 stations, and then I get to personally host you for a meal, and we will toast WPFW, and it is an amazing time. We call it dinner and a show, you and your special guest. That's a $2,000 tax-deductible charitable contribution that goes directly to WPFW. Go online at WPFW.org. And by the way, you don't have to know when you can come to New York, where Democracy Now! Is based. Just make that call or go online at WPFW.org, make the pledge, and then we'll get in touch with you and work out the details. Maybe you're coming to New York soon, or it won't be for a year. This doesn't expire because we don't want WPFW to expire. Again, go to WPFW.org. And thank you so much.
The 2025 Mid-Atlantic Jazz Festival is back, February 14th through the 16th at the Bethesda Marriott, celebrating the theme, Playing the Changes. It features Sharon Clark, Tia Fuller, Oren Evans, Paul Carr, Chelsea Green, Christy Dashiel, Carmen Bradford, Vincent Herring, and more. Performances, jam sessions, and masterclasses all under one roof. Info at midatlanticjazzfestival.org. WPFW, Building a Better World. One broadcast at a time.
For close to 50 years, WPFW has amplified the voices, told the stories, and shared the history and culture of Black people throughout the diaspora. In short, we are Black history. Black is WPFW. Texting WPFWFM to 801-801 will help to protect this medium in the Black radical tradition so that we can continue to chronicle Black hope, sorrow, and resistance.
Greetings. WPFW is pleased to announce the relaunch of our major donor program, now known as the Jazz and Justice Circle. If you gave $1,000 last year or so far this year, you are automatically enrolled in this cherished group of listener members, and we thank you. Benefits of your membership are at WPFWFM.org under the Support Us tab at the top of the homepage is the Jazz and Justice Circle. Interested in joining this select group? Please consider a donation of $1,000 or more online at WPFWFM.org. Your donation helps WPFW build a better world one broadcast at a time.
Climate Friday host Reverend Lennox Yearwood Jr. is but one of the Black voices in climate and environmental justice that will be featured at this year's Taking Nature Black Conference, March 5th through the 8th. Presented by Nature Forward and themed Reclamation and Resilience, with both online and in-person participation for connection, knowledge, inspiration, and more. details about Taking Nature Black Conference at natureforward.org/takingnatureblack. All one word, Taking Nature Black. That's Taking Nature Black, Reclamation and Resilience, March 5th through the 8th. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.